Good evening, everyone. I call the August 15th, 2022 City Council meeting to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Here.
Mr. Foley?
Here.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Gephardt?
Here.
Mr. Howe?
Here.
Mr. Lattiser?
Here.
Mr. McElroy?
Here.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Sinapi?
Here.
Ms. Travis?
Here.
Nine present.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. At this time, I'm going to ask our guests from the Apanog Pride to come up and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. We will do the pledge, then we're going to play the national anthem, and then we want to come back and we want to hear from your coaches and we want to hear from you and everyone get introduced. So at first, if I can have the team come up here and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please everyone stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
excellent job, everyone. Thank you. You guys can be seated. Thank you. So at this time, I wanted to see if one of your coaches wants to come up and introduce the team. No pressure there. Go out on the mic. But we're in the presence of leaders here, future leaders and great players. They came in second place in the state representing Apanog and the city of Warwick. So we're so proud to have you here.
Well, first off, thank you for inviting us this evening. I'm Coach Jeremy Maville. I'm the head coach. On behalf of my assistant coach, Eric Crum, our fielding coach, Ed Laskowski, and our bench coach, Amanda Cordell, again, we'd like to thank you. We've had a long relationship with the city. Apanog's been a part of Warwick for over 40 years, starting off with our original Winslow Fields and now our new home off of Airport Road, all supported through the city throughout various stages of our existence. So it's a very special night for us to be honored here, but also a true honor to be with all of you again. I thought we'd introduce the girls. Each one of them contributed throughout the season, so I think it's only right to give them a moment in the sun. So we'll start off with Maggie Taylor. We'll say Julia Crum is with us tonight, too. We've got Haley Miller, Bryn Maville. We've got Carla Kohler. We've got, oh, don't look at me like that, Emily DeLuca. We have Maddie Woodruff. We have Kinley Fielder. We've got Grace Shanley, Brooklyn Laskowski, and Sam Cordell with us as well. And I did say Emily DeLuca. I don't say make that face at me, Emily DeLuca. So now you're still making that face. So this is very much what our season was like. But we're now on our way to 10 and super excited. And hopefully we'll have a chance to come back here next year and do this again. So thank you.
Great job, guys, and congratulations, and thank you for representing our city across the state, and I think under 10 is going to be the year. What do you think, parents? Right? That's going to be the year. All right. Congratulations. Thank you very much. Now, you guys are more than welcome to stay for the rest of the council meeting, but we will not take offense if you want to call it a night. A lot of exciting stuff on the docket, but we will not take offense if you want to go. So thank you very much. Congratulations, everyone. Great job, Coach. Great job, everyone. If there's no objection, I'd just like to do announcement of congratulations under general communications, announce of congratulations, condolences, and community events at this time, and then we'll go back to our next speaker. Any objections? Okay. I do have an announcement to make, and that is on the City Council website, and the city website is a form for the ARPA, which is the federal funds for the wards to suggestions. If you have projects in your neighborhood that you would like to see worked on, each council ward has $200,000 that was voted on in the budget. We are looking for suggestions. We want public input on that. And this is the first step in that. So please go on to the city's website. You can fill out the information right there. And you'll be seeing more information come out in the next few months. And any project will have a public hearing. And any recommended project will have a public hearing and a vote. I won't get into the details any more than that. But please visit the City Council website and the city's website to fill out. And feel free to contact your council person directly as well, in the administration as well, and we will get that information all together. We know we're going to get some great project ideas and really improve our neighborhoods with this one-time money. So we're excited, and we're excited to work with you. Are there any other announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events for members of the council? Councilwoman Travis.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to mention that National Night Out, which was held in Ward 5 at Rocky Point, was an excellent event. We had a great time. It was, please put a great person said, I think we had close to 6,000 people. You would have never known. It was spread out good, and it was a great time. Councilman Lattisaw wasn't there, but I did make announcements for him that he was wishing for a great event. Thank you.
Councilman Lattisaw.
So I can't pass up this opportunity. As some of you know, I was on vacation when National Night took place at Rocky Point. Some of you also know that I had some serious concerns with the event going over to Rocky Point. But I must say, I received not one negative comment, nothing but positive accolades, very well run, very well organized. The police department, DPW, all those that were involved with putting this together did a great job. So I'm very, excuse me, and absolutely, Councilwoman Travis, even though she was agreeable to move it over to Rocky Point in Ward 5. It was a very good event, very well attended, very well run. So next year, I look forward to probably supporting it next year as well. Thank you.
Councilman. Any additional? Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I respectfully request that the chamber and my colleagues join me in a moment of silence, or you lead us in a moment of silence. Warwick, I consider her to be one of the kindest people Dale Nicholson, who ran the student exchange program here in the city of Warwick for many years until about 3 years ago, lost her brave long battle with ALS. And I can say that she was very responsible for also giving me my three exchange students that I had a wonderful experience with, my wife, my kids, and I. So I respectfully ask for a moment of silence in memory of Dale.
Thank you. We'll have a moment of silence. Thank you. Any other addition under general communications from members of the council? Okay, at this time, I would like to go back to number one under general communications. And I believe we have a pitch hitter tonight, the executive director of the Warwick Center of the Arts is ill this evening, so we hope that she feels better soon, and we appreciate her not coming here and exposing us to whatever she has. So no. we finished that. But Jennifer is going to, I believe you're the chairwoman of the board. So,
I am, yep, and I've emailed a couple of you a few times. So
great. So I just want to so. What the city council does is, as you saw earlier, we like to invite people from the community to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. And we also want to hear about the great organizations that are in our city of Warwick, nonprofits, chambers of commerce, different community groups. So I live in Greenwood. I drive by your building all the time. I saw the camp going on. So mm-hmm. I had reached out and asked, and here you are. So we're excited to hear about all the great work the Warwick Center for the Arts is
okay,
going on.
Thank you. Thank you, President. Good evening, everyone. And thank you for inviting me here tonight to share a little bit about the Warwick Center for the Arts, WCFA. My name is Jennifer Lucenti. I'm actually a Warwick resident. In Ward 9 on Cohasset, and the board president. I have been with WCFA since 2015, first as the treasurer and now currently the president. It's funny because people here like Warwick Center for the Arts and they have no idea what that is, but we do have an arts center in Warwick and it's two doors down. So a little background about WCFA. We are a nonprofit and have been. The organization has been in Warwick since 1974, originally as the Warwick Museum. So those signs are still up around Appanog. That's very confusing. But it's moved into its current building when the Kentish Artillery Guard gifted the building to the city in 1976. So the art museum has been in there since 1976. What is now known as the Warwick Center for the Arts has evolved over time, but maintains the same original and core mission to connect people of all ages and abilities to affordable arts and cultural experiences. We're open to all. It's not members only. We're open to the entire, actually, community of Warwick and Rhode Island. What does WCFA offer to the community? Classes, workshops, performances, and exhibits for all ages and abilities. We partner with Bring Your Own Improv. I don't know if you've ever noticed those signs. That's a great improv show. Mindful meditation, homeschooling groups, programs with local agencies that support teens, seniors, and adults with intellectual developmental disabilities. Our youth programs are the heart and cornerstone of what we do. The WCFA Summer Art Camp has been an annual tradition for over 28 years, and we are very proud to have not only survived, but successfully rebounded post-COVID without skipping a beat. We have parents who have attended WCFA Art Camp as kids and are now bringing their children. We also offer youth art programs after school, Saturdays, and during school breaks. New this year, we created a financial aid program that provides families who need a little financial aid support, up to about 30 to 50% discount on camps and classes. And that was thanks to a very generous donation by a Warwick citizen. She gifted $5,000 to support kids who needed a help with making tuition. The Art Center, of course, is the big part of it is exhibits. We host about 6 to 10 different art exhibits throughout the year, showcasing a wide variety of art and artists throughout the region. In 2020, we founded the annual Emerging Exhibit for young artists in the city, targeting high school and college kids, in which we waive all fees and personally assist them in preparing their artwork for professional presentation in an art gallery. We also facilitate a rotating display of artwork by Warwick High School students in the mayor's office. I don't know if anyone's noticed that. That was a huge thing for us to finally be able to coordinate with the public schools, the mayor, current mayor, and then the art center. And that's a big coordinating thing. And I think it's one of our most successful things, getting everyone to work together and realizing that we're all in it together here to help one another. So we are stewards of the building. We do everything to fundraise. We write grants to pay for all these programs and to maintain the city building. So our future goals are to expand our community programming to include more art genres and performances, such as music, spoken word, poetry, and a speaker lecture series. And again, I'd like to thank you on behalf of the Warwick CFA board and staff for taking a few moments to let us get to know you, get to know us. We invite you to bring your families, visit the gallery, and sign up for any art classes. Volunteer, attend an opening reception, and participate in meditation, yoga, or an improv show. We have a great website, warwickcfa.org. We're on Facebook, Instagram, so please check us out. Come by, support us, walk on over. That's that.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We really appreciate that. And we encourage everyone to check out your website and stop by. Like you said, it couldn't be closer. It's right here in the heart of Aponog. So thank you very much for joining us this evening. Next up is executive communications. There are none. We're on A, acceptance of the minutes from the council meeting held on July 18th. Do I have a motion? Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Councilman Gephardt and Councilman Lattiser. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. If there's no objections from members of the council, I think we should continue forward. We'll go to public comment, Rule 41, and then we will go back into committee. Is there any objection to doing that at this time? So I just want to give everyone one more shot. There is a sign-up sheet on the podium for public comment. We're going to do public comment now, and then we will recess into things. So if anybody is interested in signing up for public comment, the clerk and the sergeant of arms have it right here. Anyone else? Okay. So at this time, we are moving to public comment with Rule 41. After the general communications and prior to the consent calendar at each city council hearing meeting, there shall be a 15-minute period during which citizens may comment about Warwick City government issues subject to the following stipulations. The total period of time for public comment shall be 15 minutes. Comments need to be brief in order to allow as many citizens as possible to participate. The topics for comment shall be issues directly affecting city government. The city council members will not respond to questions during the public comment period. The public comment session will terminate at the expiration of 15 minutes. Waiver of this provision requires unanimous consent. All right, we have three individuals that have signed up for public comment. Catherine is the first person, and the sergeant will turn the mic on for you, and just please take your time and come on up and just introduce yourself for the record, please.
Good evening. My name is Catherine Etassi. I'm a board member with the Rhode Island ACLU, and I know that Steve Brown provided written testimony regarding the flock safety surveillance system. I just wanted to provide additional comments to that effect. The current system would allow for Warwick Police Department to completely oversee its implementation of the surveillance system, which not only can pick up license plates, but also bumper stickers, makes of cars, conditions of the car, if they have a ski rack, et cetera. And they can search not only by license plate, but also by characteristics of the car. and license plates, bumper stickers, etc. So even though it's currently discouraged to do so based on any kind of discrimination, it could be an effect of a police officer having a hunch that a certain make of vehicle or a certain political affiliation as known by a bumper sticker on the vehicle is up to nefarious activity and could search the system to see where such a car had been going in the past 30 days. There is currently some temperate sanctions that would be imposed for violation of the policy under the Warwick Police guidelines. We would ask and strongly encourage that the council reject implementing the system and go forward with developing standards and requirements as to any kind of technology in the future. It would mean that if they had that hunch, they could just search whoever they found driving near a suspect's car. It's Flock Safety has actually advertised this as being able to track associated vehicles of someone else's car. So if you have a suspect that you believe is doing drug deals, let's say, and they're leaving their neighborhood at the same time a law-abiding citizen is leaving the neighborhood, they could be tracked as an associated vehicle and potentially brought in for questioning. So there are serious civil liberties considerations that are at risk with implementing this program. And again, I would defer to the written testimony of Steve Brown. I'm sure if you have any questions, you can ask him more about the program. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Next up is Kristen Williams.
Yes, I'll be pretty brief. Like I said, my name is Kristen Williams. I'm a resident of the city of Warwick my whole life, and I'm here representing my interests and those of like my 70-year-old mother who's lived here for 50 years. So the concern I have is very similar, actually, to what Catherine brought up. I am a big fan of public safety. Love it. I think it's great to live in Warwick where we actually have a pretty safe place to live. I've lived here all my life and I've always felt very safe. I lived in Oakland Beach, which isn't even considered a particularly great neighborhood, but it's been a really great home and very, very safe for me. So I agree with the inspiration behind the notion of the safety cameras, and I think that we all like it when we're crossing the Newport Bridge and we don't have to stop because someone's been able to read our license plates. But I do have concerns about the fact that we'll be recording this data, and there isn't anything recorded right now that when this is implemented, if this is implemented now, that there are any safety checks in place as to what will happen with that data. I'm also a researcher by training, and I know that when I do interviews with any kind of person, I have to have some kind of proof that when I do take any testimony that I am keeping it in a safe place, that I'm only using it for certain purposes and all of that. Seeing the young ladies here tonight actually reminded me of the fact that when I was in fourth grade, a friend of mine who was in sixth grade was killed by a driver who left the scene of the accident. I have no doubt that this kind of ordinance, if passed, would actually have made it a lot easier to find that driver faster, but it wouldn't have made a difference to the mom or the dad. They did find the driver. So I guess my question is just really, is this necessary now? And if it is necessary, can we wait, put the brakes on a little bit, no pun intended, put the brakes on a little bit and really think about what safety measures can be put in place for people who have done nothing wrong and really don't want to be surveyed for no reason? That's my thought. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And the final speaker this evening is Rob Cody.
So good evening. I want to talk about the school construction. On February 7th of this year, this council voted to pass the Stage 2 application. At the time, the 2,000-page document of the Stage 2 was not even available to the City of Warwick City Council. As you know, I've spoken about this before. I received it March 11th, and upon reviewing it, found a $50 million error. That $50 million error was not presented to you in the documents that you passed to move this thing forward. So last week on Wednesday night, there was a meeting that was held at the Crown Plaza Hotel with questions and answers to all the players, Rhode Island Department of Education, the architects, the finance people, But I was, much to my dismay, there was not one city council member that came there to ask any questions. And I think that's just deplorable. In addition, 2 weeks ago, I received on this thumb drive the 376 pages of the revised 2,000 pages with the errors that were corrected, which I brought to their attention. So that $50 million error, actually now with the bond juice, is $74 million. The cost of the schools is not $350 million. It's $525 million, but no one's talking about it. And I just wonder how many of the councilmen, as of today, as of August 15th, have looked at the 2,376 pages so they actually understand what we're going to undertake in the city of Warwick. In addition, contained within the new documents is the current breakdown and the current cost that was put together by Construction Cost Engineers of Boston, which shows the breakdown of the construction of those two schools. They have it separated, Pilgrim and Tollgate. And the combined cost of both of them by the official documents contained within is $256 million, which includes a 15% cost escalation. The simple math, 350 minus 256 is $94 million. Anyone have any questions where that $94 million is? I hope it's not like the Appanag Circulator where they told us for 2 years it was $28 million and then it came in at $71 million and the state said, oops, we forgot to include the cost of engineering. Well, I can tell you as someone that's involved in school construction, there's not $96 or $94 million worth of engineering on that project. I also remember several councilmen stating that the councilmen were going to hold seminars in their wards to educate the people so the voters would have a good background and education of what to expect when we have the school construction and how it's going to affect them. I haven't seen anything yet. I haven't seen any advertisements. You guys all got $200,000. Maybe you spend a couple hundred bucks and hold a venue where we can do that and have that discussion. The fact of the matter is, in the absence of doing that, the voters have no idea of what the actual cost is going to be. I went to this meeting the other night, there was 80 people. I held up the two discs and said, how many people have read it? Nobody read it. So it's really important that you do that. Because in the absence of that, you know, you're putting generations of this city into debt. And the people need to be educated on that before you do that. And I think it's a shame that this is being pushed along. We've put the cart before the horse. We passed the stage two document having never read it, so forth and so on. But, you know, we're at a point that you people have to look at this logically.
You have 1 minute,
and crunch the numbers and see if the city can actually afford it and what the ramifications are going to be. And I don't think this council has done that. I don't think the administration has done that. And look, the fact of the matter is the school department, 1,288 out of the 1,902 people don't live in Warwick. So there's going to be no ramifications to them. You need to think about the elderly and the people on fixed incomes, because those people are going to be dramatically affected. And at this stage of their life in their golden years, they don't need this extra expense and the extra stress. And I would encourage everybody, if you haven't seen these two discs, I have them. I'll copy them. I'll hand deliver them to you so you can study them and so you can be prepared when you ultimately hold your meetings in your ward, which you promised the residents. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. At this time, I'm going to ask that we pause the council meeting and we go back into committees. I would request that we go to... Public Properties Committee. We do have an individual who's been waiting here for that on a resolution that's in Public Properties. So if we could go to Public Properties first, then we will go back into, I believe, Public Safety. So Public Properties, if they could reconvene at this time.
The City Council meeting for the Committee on Public Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs reconvenes at 7:34 p.m. Next, we have item number two, PCO 1522, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinances of the City of Warwick, Skydra Development Petitioner. This is introduced by Councilman Howe. I take it that you would recommend favorable action on second passage?
I do. I'm sorry. I want to say it. Move favorable action on second passage.
Do we have a motion? Do we have any questions from members of the council? Questions or comments? Members of this committee or members of the council? Questions or comments? Members of the public? Hearing none, do we have a motion for favorable action?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Third on the docket, PCO 1622, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinances of the City of Warwick, 1119 Division Site. Is this Division Site or Division Street?
Division
Site
LLC.
Thank you. 1119 Division Site LLC petitioner. Councilman Gebhardt, your recommendation?
You'll recall we met on this previously. This is the approval to allow the car wash next to a new gas station development on Division Street. So I would recommend favorable action.
Any comments from members of the committee? Any comments, questions, members of the council? Any questions or comments, members of the public? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Fourth and finally, item from Council President McAllister, PCR 9622, resolution regarding approval of easements to National Grid for the installation, maintenance, and operation of overhead and underground electric distribution systems at Hoxie Elementary School and Sherman Elementary School. Council President, do you have a recommendation?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is obviously a very important item as school is starting probably sooner than most people would like to think about. And we need to grant an easement so National Grid can actually do the electrical work that they need to do at these two elementary schools, Hoxie Elementary School and Sherman Elementary School. So we are kind of pressed for time here. This just allows them permission to work on the city property. We do have the director of the building authority for the school department here as well, in case there is any questions. But it's a pretty straightforward request and allow them to get in there, get the work done, so get these kids back to school. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I reviewed the resolution and it all makes sense to me. Do we have any questions, comments from first members of the committee? Questions, comments, members of the council? Questions or comments, members of the public? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs adjourns at 7:38 p.m.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next up is the Public Safety Committee.
At 7:38. The first item is acceptance of the minutes from the committee meeting held on July 18th.
Move to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
The second is the consent calendar for claims. And the first item there is acceptance of minutes from the committee held on June 20th, 2022.
Move to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, the first item in front of us is a claim from Patrick A. Blair. The recommendation is to not accept for this driver passing on the left side of the vehicle. I read it, and I agree with the findings from Director Earl. Any questions from the committee? Councilman Rick.
I agree.
Any comments from any members of the council? Members of the public? Do we have a motion?
Move unfavorable action.
Excuse me.
Well, is that what?
You can't.
Do we hear something? I'm sorry. Am I hearing somebody?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Given the practice, and it does not appear that Mr. Blair is present, if it were the will of the committee to assign a PCR so that the departments can reach out one last time to give them notice of the intent to follow the recommendation so that they could appear at the next meeting. So,
my question to you is, I know we have started to do that as my tenure. Was that the past practice too, though?
It has been recent practice.
Recent practice. Okay, then yes. Do we have a PCR?
22.
Could you speak? I'm sorry.
PCR 10222?
PCR 10222.
Okay. And so now what, Mr. Walsh, sir?
If it's the committee's pleasure to hold the item to the next meeting, which would be September 7th, and we'd give the...
Do we have such a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. And the next one is Attila Karekis. And the recommendation on that is also to deny. Now you got to get that one out. A trash boat, right, correct. So your recommendation is for a PCR on that also? At my pleasure, I understand that. I'm asking.
Whatever the committee's will is,
we can identify it.
Can
we get a PCR for that, please?
Are we going to stick with the same PCR 99 that's already assigned, or do you want a new number?
Yes. This is a housekeeping matter. Given the fact that there were two items on this consent calendar, and we've removed one, there's only one item left, so for our purposes, for the clerk, we're going to leave this item as PCR 9922, and that we're just going to remove that item from the larger consent calendar vote.
Okay.
If that's the committee's will.
When we get to the general meeting, so we need a motion to hold?
Just go through the any questions.
Any comments from the committee? Any comments from the council? Any comments from the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
I move to hold what must be the most frivolous, in my opinion, from reviewing this report, claim that has come before this committee during my tenure. Move to hold to the next meeting.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And that's it for the consent calendar. Going back to the main calendar. And the first item I am recusing myself from for the third time, and I will remove myself and hand over the chairmanship to Mr. McElroy. No.
Okay, we're doing PCR 78-22, Paul DiPetrillo. Council President?
Yes, I believe the way we left it is Mr. DiPetrillo was going to check with his insurance company to see if it could go through the insurance. I did not get any indication from him whether that happened. If not, I believe Councilman Sinapi may have spoken with him.
Yep, so he indicated it's all set to be able to pass it as is for the reimbursement as proposed by the committee.
Move favorable action in, excuse me. I'll yield to the chair.
Any questions from the council? Questions from the public? Do I hear a motion?
Move favorable action in the amount of $300.
Second.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
King. I'm back. Next item is a PCR 9422, a resolution regards to erecting a stop sign on Goodrich Avenue where it intersects with Pettigrew Drive. For action, Council President McAllister. Goodrich.
Thank you. For this stop sign, I have a traffic study request from the neighbors to add this, and I ask for favorable action.
All right. Any comments from the committee? Comments from the council? Comments from the public? Do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The next is PCR 95-22, a resolution regards to directing stop signs at the intersection of Ocar Street and Cumberland Road. For action, Council President McAllister.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A constituent of mine arrived this afternoon and asked, she lives right in front of where the stop signs would be. She asked for some additional time to be able to review this. So I'm going to ask that we hold this for 1 month just so she can speak with the traffic officer that conducted the traffic study. She has a few questions and what was not able to stay this evening. So I want to respect her. And I request that you hold this for the second meeting in September.
Second meeting, sir? 19th. Any questions from the committee, from the council? Any questions from the public? Do we have a motion?
Move to hold to September 19th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
The Public Safety Committee is adjourned at 7:47. Well done, gentlemen.
The next committee is the Intergovernmental Committee.
It is now 7:47, and the Intergovernmental Committee is now in session. The first order of business is the acceptance of the minutes from the committee meeting held on May 16th. Do I hear a motion?
So moved. Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
First order is PCR 91-22. A resolution extending a commission to examine possible means of tax relief for the Warwick property owners through tax exemptions. Councilman Ricks. Okay. Any questions from the committee? Questions from the council? Do I hear a motion?
I move favorable action. Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The next order of business is PCR 93-22, a resolution relative to the City Council meeting calendar for 2023. Councilwoman Travis?
Yes, I'd like to move favorable action on the calendar.
Any questions from the committee? Council President.
Thank you, and I thank Councilwoman Travis for taking the lead on this. I do want to point out just a few things for my colleagues here. You'll notice in May there are additional meetings. We figured we'll just plan for the budget hearings for that week. So we'll give the city plenty of notice. That's when we are planning. I think we always know we're going to do the budget. Let's give ourselves a year to plan here and people can get it on their thing. It saves the clerk time for calling for special meetings and going out there. I did talk to the administration and they think they can make these dates work. So I did want to flag that. We also changed the June meeting to June 26th because of the federal holiday on June 19th. the week before, so Juneteenth. So those are just a couple of things I wanted to point out, but that is a new change to putting the budget hearings right on the committee, right on the calendar, just for planning purposes for the city, for the residents, for the council people. So thank you.
Any questions from the council? Any questions from the public? Hearing none, do I hear a motion?
Favorable action.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Pass. It is now 7:51 and the Intergovernmental Committee concludes.
Finished committees. If you are following us here in the ordinance or at home, we have done roll call. We have done the salute to the flag. We have done general communications. We have had a presentation from the Warwick Center for the Arts. We have done the acceptance of the minutes for July 18th, and we have done public comment rule 41. So we are now on the number one on the agenda, the consent calendar, PCR 97-22, resolution relative to bids, committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley, Councilman Gephardt and Councilman Lattiser. Go ahead, Chairman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bid 2023-097, Class A Body Repair and Painting. Bid 2023-128, State of Rhode Island Wireless Cellular Service. Bid 2023-136. 2022 Ford F-150 Police Response Four-Wheel Crew Cab. Bid 2023-139, Net Motion Mobility Software. Bid 2023-142, Managed Engine Software. Bid 2021-093, Maintenance Contract for Xerox Multifunctional Copier and HP LaserJet. Bid 2023-106, Miscellaneous Police Care and Equipment. Bid 2023-107, Police Psychological Evaluations. Bid 2022-165, Various Replacement Auto Parts for Police Department. Bid 2023-140, Police Recruitment. Bid 2023-131, Purchase Tablets and Docking Stations. Bid 2023-141, Certified Operate and Certified Physical Analysis Seminar. Bid 2021-064, Police Recruitment. 2023-086, Scott AirPak X3 Pros SCBA and Related Equipment. Bid 2023-034, Emergency Services Software. Bid 2023-134, Code Red Emergency Notification System. Bid 2022-124 Bravo, Annual Bituminous Concrete and Portland Cement. Bid 2022-149, Gutter and Tube Type Brooms. And bid 2023-085, Redistricting Mailing Service, Printing and Mailing of 4x6 Postcards. That concludes the bid.
Thank you, Councilman Howe. Are there any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in the Finance Committee? Okay, next up on the consent calendar is PCR 98-22, a resolution relative to abatements. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
The abatements were reviewed by the committee and recommended for favorable action to this body.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments on PCR 98-22 that were not asked during Finance Committee earlier this evening? Okay, next up is number three is PCR 99-22. I believe this has been moved from the consent calendar. Okay, so the consent calendar has been moved in second, so we're going to have a vote now on the consent calendar. A yes vote is for favorable action on the consent calendar. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes consent passes.
Thank you. The consent calendar passage. Councilman Howe, I believe a number of items have been removed from the consent calendar. Councilman Howe.
Yes, Mr. President. The first item that was removed was formerly bid 2023-091, remove and replace repair roofs at Fire Station 8, is now PCR 100-22. The recommendation from the committee was hold, but I would refer to Councilman Lattiser as I would request recommendation of favorable action.
Okay, so we'll take your recommendation as favorable action. We'll get a second, then I'll go to Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair, Mr. President. So realizing the issues with the cost of roofing and how the cost of this product has gone crazy over the past year or so, I did not want to see this held if it didn't need to be and take a chance of further cost increase on either of the taxpayers or the vendor. So I did reach out to the chairman of the Contractors Registration and Licensing Board earlier to verify this contractor, Plan B Construction out of Barrington. The issue here is, yes, under the Rhode Island general laws, you do need to be a licensed commercial roofer to perform roofing on commercial buildings. But the roofing is isolated to rubber roofing. Asphalt shingles are excluded from the commercial licensing requirement for roofers. So having said that, Plan B Construction is a registered roofing contractor, registered contractor, and is allowed to install asphalt shingles on a commercial building. His registration number is GC27826. He has no violations on his record and no complaints. So having said that, with all due respect, I would request favorable action on this item to avoid any unnecessary delays. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll take that as a motion for favorable action. Do we have a second? Second by Councilman Gephardt and Councilwoman Travis. Are there any questions or comments on the motion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Boley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Thank you, the motion passes. The next item, Councilman Howe, that was pulled off the consent calendar.
Bid 2023-143, website hosting and support. This was favorable action with amend.
Okay, for action, Councilman Howe.
Favorable action as with amendments.
Okay, can we have the amendment?
Yes, Mr. President. The original request was increased by $109.66 from $4,961.25 to $5,070.91, an increase, as I said, of $109.66, as it was brought to us by the director.
Okay, so the motion is to approve it at $5,070.91. Do we have a second? Second by Councilman Foley, Councilman Gephardt, and Councilman Lattiser. Are there any questions on the amendment? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action on the amendment.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to amend.
Thank you. Councilman Howe?
Move as amended.
I'll take that as favorable as amendment. Do we have a second? Second by Councilman Foley and Councilman Lattiser. Any questions on the motion for favorable action? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action as amended.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Yes. Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes as amended.
Thank you. The amendment passes. Number three this evening, Councilman Howe.
I believe that was all, Mr. President.
Yep, PCR 102. Oh, that's public safety. I'm sorry. Okay. Public safety, you have two items that were pulled off the consent calendar.
The first item removed is PCR 10222, and the recommendation was to hold until September 7th.
Okay, hold the September 7th. The next item, Councilman Foley.
The other item is the other claim is PCR 9922. Committee also recommended to hold until September 7th.
Hold to September 7th. That finishes the consent calendar and the items that were pulled off. We are now moving to the unfinished business on your agenda. First off is PCO 15-22. This is for second passage, committee report, land use.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Respectfully request favorable action.
Second by Councilman Lattiser and Councilman Foley. Are there any questions that were not asked earlier this evening in committee or at the public hearing at the last meeting? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action for second passage.
McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, second passage.
Thank you. Second passage passes. Next up is PCO 16-22. This is for second passage. Committee report, land use.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Gephardt. Councilman moves favorable action. Second by Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Howe, Councilman McElroy, Councilman Foley, and Councilman Lattiser. Are there any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening or during the public hearing at the last meeting? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Yes. Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, second passage.
Second passage passes. Next up is PCR 27-22, which is now 2022-333. Flock automatic license plate readers. Committee report, finance.
Hold till September 19th.
Hold till September 19th. Number four this evening is PCR 78-22. Committee report, public safety. Mr. DiPetrillo's, I believe it's a favorable for 300.
Favorable action.
For action,
Favorable for $300.
Thank you, Councilman McElroy. Do we have a second? Second by Councilman Lattiser. Are there any questions or comments that were not asked in committee earlier this evening? I know we're going to have one extension, so the clerk will call the roll. Oh, we're going to have two. Well, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley? Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Abstain.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
7 yes, 2 abstentions.
Thank you. The motion passes. Next up is PCR 87-22, which is now 2023-442. Committee report, finance.
Hold till September 7th.
Hold till September 7th. Number six this evening is PCR 88-22, which is now 2022-441. Committee report, finance.
Hold till September 7th.
Hold till September 7th. We are now moving to new business. First up this evening is PCO 6-22, committee report ordinance.
So that was moved to the floor for discussion?
Correct. So if the councilman will indulge me, I believe that this is a time we had public hearing, public comments. I know some council people had indicated they would like to make some amendments. I would recommend that we take amendments at this time, have the discussion. It's been posted. It's ready to go. We can discuss that, and then we can vote on any amendments, and then we can vote on if we want to move forward or any other item that the council people would like. So do we have council members that would like to propose amendments at this time? Councilman Gephardt.
I'm thinking that these go in separate places, so I may make them one at a time. Would that be appropriate? Okay. So recommending an amendment to C to add an item six, which says, without a documented Warwick Police case number or incident number, comma, and reason for the inquiry, period.
Could you repeat the language, please?
So number six, without an associated Warwick Police case number or incident number and documented reason for the inquiry, period.
Documented reason for being...
Documented reason for the inquiry.
For the inquiry, period. Thank you. Is that the extent of the amendment?
Yes. I have a couple.
Yeah, I would recommend that we take them. Is it a different one? Is the next one a different subject part of it?
I mean, I could do them all together. I just don't want us to get hung up on if someone doesn't like one part versus another part. You know,
we could do it any way you'd like, Councilman. It's your amendment.
Do you envision that they're all within the prohibition section, or do you have others that would be listed out
I've got one that's going to be down in section D. And one that probably goes best in section B.
Okay, we'll take them one at a time just so everyone gets their own. So do we have a second on Councilman Gephardt's amendment? Councilman Ricks seconds. Okay, so now we are open for discussion. Any additional comments, Councilman Gephardt?
No, I just think it's important that we are clear that, you know, this is not data that's used for browsing. There must be a documented case or incident opened, and then the search gets associated with that case or incident, such that a sufficient audit trail could exist to look back at searches that were performed and reasonably ascertain why they were performed and in what regard they were associated to.
Thank you. So what I would like to do for all the amendments is ask for the council's input on that, and I would also like to give the opportunity for the colonel to come up and speak on any amendment. You all set, Councilman? Councilman Ricks.
I seconded, certainly for purposes of discussion. I think that Councilman Gephardt raises a very valid point, and I think that language to that effect should be contained in a final ordinance before we pass it. Some of this actually reminds me of the whole concept of federalism. We think back to the civics and social studies classes, the debate over whether with our United States Constitution, the degree to which we want to specifically enumerate certain items as opposed to the concept of a federalist document, I suppose more broadly, the concepts of federalism being those of only the enumerated rights, purposes. I'm not expressing this very artfully, but it's a notion that effectively we don't need necessarily a Bill of Rights because the federal government is already limited in its scope. Of course, the debate ended up going quite differently. We had a Bill of Rights that was passed, and very rightfully so. So it is a complicated area when we are deciding to enumerate certain purposes or simply state that any purpose other than that specifically enumerated shall not be permissible. I think that Councilman Gephardt's later follow-up in his explanation for the addition of C6, I think that being further illustrated per his comments, to have that more detailed language as its own specific subsection would better serve the ordinance rather than the more brief, concise version that was proposed. For example, if one read C6 as a continuous sentence from subsection C, which begins with notwithstanding department policy, no ALPR technology shall be used, et cetera, as the amendment goes, then it could be construed to mean some very different things. Would it say have an unintended effect of not allowing the license plate readers to actually be used on any given day or hour without a specific written request? I mean, certainly I don't think anyone in this room would intend that, but we don't want to have any sources of confusion. I'll also say that as there was this ongoing discussion, I thought of a couple of other amendments that I think would address some of the issues that were raised by members of the public, which I see as some very valid concerns. But my broader point on this is that the more that I see, the more I go back to, I don't know, it's some sort of old cartoon or the like. I think we've all seen it, where someone is trying to plug holes in the dam, and there's one more hole that needs to be plugged, and then the cartoon character is running out of fingers and toes to try to plug all the holes that are coming up. And at a certain point, we can't just try to do that all on the fly. I think that there are some very valid amendments and changes that can be made, and that we can craft regulation that is a compromise, accomplishes our objectives, but I just don't see us as able to accomplish that here tonight in one go. I think that this is just something that needs a bit more deliberation, not just for ourselves, but for members of the public, and to make sure that we have the opportunity to run everything by legal counsel, and also just compare our ordinance to our proposed ordinance to other ordinances that are out there, to make sure that if we are going to pass this, that it has some level of compatibility.
Councilman, I appreciate it. We have an amendment. We just want to, and we will have time to, if we're going to do a vote at the end. But looking for comments on Councilman Gebhardt's amendment at this time.
Those are my comments. I think that the amendment would benefit from further deliberation. And so while I second it for purposes of discussion, as I do believe in the concept, I think that the language would need a bit further refinement, as would, frankly, my own amendments that I would suggest.
Thank you. And Councilman Gebhardt, can you just give your amendment one more time? And I want to go around I want to keep everyone that we know what we're discussing at this time. So Solicitor Walsh will discuss the amendment right now.
So the amendment as presented by Councilman Gebhardt would add subsection C6. On page 2, the words without an associated work police department case number or incident number and documented reason for the inquiry.
Thank you. Colonel, do you have any comments or questions for the councilman on this proposed amendment?
I would indicate that this amendment, as well as several of the other amendments to include the 30-day storage limit, transparency portal, and documenting the incidents per case number or incident number are all part of our policy. I think they're if you want to put them in amendment form, I think that's appropriate. I think it's valuable. But just so you know, we have that and seven other pages of information that is housed in this policy, which is why we wanted to have this policy approved through the Board of Public Safety, disseminated to the council, every time, well, when we initiate it, and any time that we make changes. I don't necessarily agree that this is the appropriate body to promulgate or change or ratify our department policies, given that you are the legislative branch of government, However, I think that you have other means that if we start to sway from the intent or violate our own policy or violate the ordinance, that you would have the opportunity to either not renew a contract or cut a contract right in the middle or change an ordinance. But as far as the amendment goes, I agree with it. I think it's more than appropriate. And again, that and several of the items that were brought up today are currently in the proposed policy that I'd wish to present in front of the Board of Public Safety so that you can all get a copy of it.
Thank you, Colonel. Any questions for members of the council on this particular amendment? Okay, we can take that. We can then. It's been moved and seconded. So it was moved favorable and it's been seconded. So a yes vote is on this, just this amendment, just this piece that the solicitor just read in to the record, adding number 6 on here. So the clerk will call the roll for favorable action just on this amendment.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley? Yes. Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
No.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, 1 no.
Okay, the amendment passes. Councilman Gephardt, you have the floor.
Okay, I guess we'll continue here. So the second would, I think, be appropriate to go on point D and to precede the statement starting with data. And to say, or I'm going to change that, to follow the that sentence that's already there, which ends in agencies, and to say, the Warwick Police Department shall have a data retention policy on all ALPR collected information of no longer than 30 days, except where an active investigation is underway, period.
Okay, we're going to take that as a motion.
Sure.
We got to get a second. But can you read it one more time for the solicitor?
Councilman, if I could interject, and with the colonel's pleasure, because I have seen some preliminary language surrounding some sort of data retention policy. Colonel, the language surrounding data storage, would you prefer the language that would go into establishing very clear structure of the records retention and all that, or would a general policy as presented by the council person?
Yeah, I think the way